Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, George Harris joins us with Nevadans for Sound Government. And on the Power Pundit panel today, Susan Fisher, Warren Hardy, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. I got my seatbelt on because we're ready to welcome George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, thank you. It's always a pleasure to come spend a little time with you and have some fun.
All right. So you said right before we went to air here that you've got more information on the George Clooney, Steve Wynn feud.
No, it's not more information. It's just that Steve Clooney is, I think.
Steve Clooney?
George Clooney. See? I just mixed them together. How convenient that was. Clooney must have, how could you be introducing your tequila to the man who's going to sell it, make you millions of dollars, and get in an argument with him? I mean, that's like jumping off the stupid tree and hitting every branch on the way down. I mean, it's insane.
Well, and I congratulate you for managing on a sideways point to put in a plug for Alien Tequila, which is your brand of tequila.
Right.
That is
we believe that George was abducted. And that he was drinking our tequila while he was in the event. That's why, and that's why I bring that up. So, and by the way, I'm on Steve's side because Steve's, you know, I'm going to take the guy who's employing 40,000 people before I take the actor who, you know, who pontificates on nonsense 90% of the time.
Okay, later on today, my wife is going to arm wrestle you over this.
All right.
Let's talk about Sheldon Adelson and the Republican Party and looking at the presidential race. We hear Mitt Romney is thinking about getting back in.
Well,
is there going to be a change in attitude from the Adelson camp in terms of who they finance?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on over in Sheldon land. I do know that that his comments to Harry Reid has turned all GOPs against him, and I do know that Harry Reid's comments towards Sheldon have turned have turned all the Democrats against Harry. So
well, and what you're bringing up is the fact that Senator Reid said recently that when Steve Wynn or Sheldon Adelson call and they're looking for help, he's more than happy to help them.
And he should, because that's his job, because he's our senior senator. But this is nonsense for, you know, the Koch brothers to be the evil empire and you know, another billionaire to be, oh, he's a good guy, because it's just all nonsense. But, you know, what? Listen, first of all, Mitt's done. No one's going to vote for Mitt. Mitt lives on a stratosphere that is an embarrassment.
But I still see him on Fox News on a regular basis.
I see him on Fox all the time. The GOP is hunting for new blood, okay? We're hunting for new blood. Somebody new.
So somebody like Jeb Bush?
Jeb's not going to run, I don't believe. I don't believe Jeb will run at all. And no.
And yet he would be a great candidate.
He'd be a great candidate, but we need some new, fresh ideas.
Okay.
We got to get away from all this, you know, all the, you know, the craziness of you know, the rich people with, you know, the being a queen and a king. We got to get away from all that.
All right. Now, you're seeing in the state party all the social issues going away on the Republican side.
Right, which they should be going away. I mean, I advocated, you know, they tried to hang me when I was chairman and said, look, this is a personal decision that you should be fighting for. I agree with that, but it has nothing to do with. But listen, the party, state politics and party politics is about winning. Okay?
Should be about winning.
No, it's about winning. It's not should be, because you can't govern unless you win. Okay? So if you have those things that, you know, you have to stay, it's an unfortunate, you need to stay center right. That's what people want. People like. People want to, you know. Look, let's talk about this crazy Bundy situation that's going on up north, okay? Cliven Bundy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, okay? He's wrong on all the issues. If he would have approached it differently and he would have used state law for water rights and how you develop a water area, he would have been on safe ground, okay? But forget him. He's nuts. But look at the symptomatic problem you have, which is the federal government. Whoever's running the BLM should be fired tomorrow. You know, they could have gone a lot of ways. They could have gone to the IRS and they could have seized the guy's bank accounts. They could have driven up there on a Saturday morning with two Metro cops and put them in handcuffs and taken them away. But they decided in their infamous ways, we're going to send 500 armed agents into a community, I think, of 102, whatever it is, okay? Do you think that's not going to get press? And then we're going to spend over $1 million to go round up 500 head of cattle. Okay? Now, my quick math says that's $2,500 a cow. Okay? Nevada range cattle sell on the open market for between $800 and $1,000. The taxpayer was in the whole $800,000 before the whole thing started.
And I do want to point out that I don't believe, and you're going to disagree with this, but, you know, the current head of the BLM was just put in place. He had no responsibilities in this whatsoever.
Oh, Sam, stop it. It doesn't matter if he had. Listen, he's in charge today. Guess what? He was just put in place. He could have looked and said, we're doing what? We're spending what? To go get 500 cows? Who came up with this? Dave, you came up with this? Dave, take a nice cup of coffee and go home. You're done here.
But I think that what's going to end up happening here is that the legal remedies.
Really? What they should have done in the first place? Call the IRS, go and seize bank accounts, go in and do stuff that economically cripples them, do something that's intelligent?
What's stunning is that it's taken 20 years and this many judges.
Because this is the problem with government. This is the problem with bureaucracies. I get everybody telling me, oh my gosh, we can't teach our kids. We need more money for kids. You know what? The teachers union should be up there going, what are you people spending this money for? If you're going to whiz away $1 million, give it to us. We'll put it towards the kids. This is a systematic, it's systemic. It's a systemic, horrible problem we have with the way government bureaucrats believe that they are somehow, you know, overlords of the people. And they work for the people.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You know, you're saying, you know, the Republicans should be center-right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, you published for several years a very successful, very libertarian magazine.
Correct. Because I'm a libertarian.
And that was certainly not center-right.
Because I'm a libertarian Republican. But if you're talking about the overall global view, you need to be center right. You need to give people, look, here's what we should be doing.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Okay.
I'll hold for this.
All right.
Only for you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with George Harris after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris, Chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Mark Hutchison, Sue Loudon race.
Well, I want to finish talking about what the most important part of our life is right now, which is creating jobs. Sam, I sign the front of paychecks twice a week. I create jobs. There's not a politician in this planet that's ever created a job, okay? Entrepreneurs create jobs. Politicians have the ability to stifle jobs by putting in gross and egregious regulations. And most politicians are so obtuse, they believe they're the ones creating the jobs. They don't create anything, okay?
They're public works programs.
Public works programs are temporary stuff, and they don't create anything.
You put money towards buildings, you put money towards infrastructure, roads,
bridges. We have got to put people in positions in government that understand that you have got to make a pathway for entrepreneurs to create jobs. We have got to make our education system better, which means we got to fire a whole bunch of teachers, okay? Teachers that are not good teachers. But businessmen and the teachers union, and they got to come together and they got to say, look, we're going to resolve all these issues. Because this world today isn't like it was a year ago, isn't like it was 2 years ago. You know, we used to talk about internet gaming, and all you guys were going, who's going to protect the children? Who's going to protect the children?
I never said that.
Who's going to protect the kids against us? These kids know more. They do more on social media, and that we're out of touch. But we need to provide the capacity and the ability to create jobs, create educational think tanks from the internet for whatever. This Khan Academy on the internet is the greatest thing that's happened. It's the greatest thing that's happened because kids can go on at any time. They can talk about any subject they want. But we still need to go back and revitalize and fix the core education system we have. We have to do it.
Well, and I think that it's interesting because, you know, when I was growing up and you were growing up, an education, a university education, was meant to be, you know, where you came out well-rounded, where it wasn't just that you learned math and science, but you learned about arts, you learned about a lot of different things that would set you up to appreciate life in a big way. But that's not what's happening anymore.
And not everybody needs to go to college. Listen,
I agree.
This whole thought process that, look, we need people that are going to be bricklayers, and we need to have schools, we need to have a venue for them to learn that trade. Because not everybody's got the ability to go to college.
Okay, I want to change subjects. All right. Back to the question I asked you at the beginning. So, Sue Loudon, Mark Hutchison race. Do you think that that's going to end up doing more damage and that it's just going to open the door for Lucy Flores?
No, please. Are you kidding me? Listen, the one thing I'll tell you, I saw your debate on Monday, and I thought it was hilarious. You want to see a problem with a person who's incompetent is the guy, Slanker, who wasn't smart enough to buy commercials in your show.
Oh, let's leave that alone.
No, that's, I got to tell you something, when people see that, I would be shaking my head if that guy worked for me, and I'd say, where was your brain? I mean, you know.
Let's move on.
How
do you think that that race is going to come out? And do you think that if they continue to tear each other apart here, that it's going to end up opening the door for Lucy Flores? I mean, Democratic registration in the state is huge. And certainly there is an ability to put money into her race.
Sure, there's an ability to put money into her race. I don't think she can win. She's a first-term assemblywoman, I think.
Second-term.
Second-term assemblywoman. This for amongst the Republican Party people, this battle, this primary battle, primaries are good. Primaries bring out philosophy and how we think we should be governing. You know, you got other races. You got Mike Roberson, who's running against a Ron Paul guy. Roberson's probably going to lose to that guy because the purists, you know, who vote in primaries are going to say, look, you voted to expand government so much, we're done. You know,
but don't you think that you're going to end up with all this Republican on Republican violence that it's just going to end up hurting the brand again?
No. Listen, Sam, once in a while, you got to put some chlorine in the gene pool to clean it up. Do you know what I'm saying? and that's a fact. And when you have guys like Roberson who votes with the Democrats over 90% of the 88% of the time, OK, that's not your ally. That's your enemy. OK, that's the way it is.
But that's not center-right, and that's what you were preaching in the first segment.
But because he's not center-right. He doesn't represent Republican ideals. I told you, if you're going to be Republican, you got to be center-right, which means...
But this is what's killing the Republican Party, is that you continue to have these battles where...
Yeah, the Democrats have the same battles. Don't think they don't. They have the same exact battles we do.
I think they keep clearing the way.
No.
I think they keep clearing the way.
We don't clear the way. You're correct, because in our case, we have... We've had a problem with leadership, and in our case we have consultants that have systematically gone in to try to cripple the party. Those days are over. The party's getting reorganized. People are going to start playing in the field correctly.
We shall see. George Harris, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on your show.
And where's Alien Tequila?
Here, I'll do a handshake. It's a pleasure to see you.
Always.
I hope to see you again soon.
I think this evening. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Insurance companies will try to undercut you, knowing full well that you're entitled to more. We have the experience. We know the law. We get results.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333. The furniture of your dreams can now be the furniture in your home.
It's never been easier than during the Memorial Weekend sale at Moore.
Big savings on complete rooms.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms on sale.
Kids and teens, mattresses, entertainment furniture on sale.
Plus get 0% financing until 2018.
That's 0% till 2018.
And with same day delivery, the furniture of your dreams will be in your home tonight.
It's this Memorial Day weekend at Moore Furniture for Less.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80, Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. I had to hang this group around here for another show. Warren Hardy is here, principal with the Hardy Group. We've got Susan Fisher, Government Affairs VP from McDonald Carano Wilson, and John Sandy IV, attorney and lobbyist with Fenimore Craig Jones Vargas. Start with you, Susan, on this one. This fight now going on between AMR, the ambulance company in Southern Nevada, and the fire department. What do you make of this?
I don't know what to make of it. It's getting pretty nasty, though. And to now be saying, well, they're picking and choosing where they want to go. They don't respond to the poorer neighborhoods.
This is AMR.
AMR, yeah. And
I'm sorry, the fire department is the one that's picking and choosing.
Right, right. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go with this.
Well, you know, AMR pays a fee to be the ambulance company for Southern Nevada. But the fire department, you know, I mean, on every call, and the same story in Reno with REMSA and the fire department, a call goes out and invariably both end up showing up. So where do you think this is heading? I mean, the RJ in their editorial obviously is promoting private enterprise with the fire department, but the fire department gets funds this way.
Yeah, and I mean, to make that type of change is just really a dramatic move, and I don't foresee it happening anytime soon. And really, I think there needs to be more come out about this story to rush to judgment. I tend to want to give the benefit of the doubt, and I just couldn't see a fire department making a choice to not serve a certain area or population due to socioeconomic factors. I just, at this point in time, I'm skeptical that would be true, but I'm definitely willing to see what comes out from this.
And it was interesting because AMR put out these numbers saying by zip code where everybody was going, but then didn't want to comment on camera to News 3 at least. In terms of backing up those numbers?
Well, I mean, that's an indication that there's some very delicate, you know, negotiations or things going on. I just hope that the primary factor in all this is the public confidence. The public's got to have confidence that these services are going to be provided in an equitable way. And that's got to really, from a public policy perspective, those are somewhat private sector conversations, but from a public policy perspective, that's got to be the key, is that there's got to be public confidence in that service.
Well, and as a citizen, I want to know that whoever's closest can get there the fastest. And if that's the fire department, great. If that's AMR, great. But you weigh it with the business side of it. These guys have a contract to serve, and it's not a non-compete because we have the fire department able to respond as well. I don't know how they balance that.
Well, you know, and it was interesting, you know, we had this consolidation of fire departments in northern Nevada, and then they split up. They couldn't make agreements because of the union conflicts, and then a major auto dealer's house burns down, and all of a sudden, consolidation is back on the plans. Let's talk about minimum wage, if we could. You know, been discussion as much as $15 an hour. For minimum wage, do you think it's time for a raise in the minimum wage? And remembering that whatever it is, Nevada's going to be a dollar higher.
I think if I was making minimum wage, I would be wanting to get a raise in minimum wage. However, it's a market function. I think if somebody's doing a good job and the business is prospering, the employees will prosper as well. I'm not a fan of arbitrarily raising it to $15 an hour.
John?
This is one of those, I'm just caught in the middle because I see the arguments on both sides. I think MPRI is one of the more vocal opponents to the raise in minimum wage. And, you know, they lay out a good, solid argument for reasons why minimum wage is harmful to the general economy. At the same time, I think, to Susan's point, I mean, really, we need to, people should have a living wage. And you know, employers do have a lot of power in hiring decisions. And, you know, there's a lot of arguments for a raise in minimum wage. I think also something that's going to be pretty big is the lawsuit that was recently filed by Bradley Schrager on, you know, the labor commissioner's regulations as it relates to health insurance and payment of minimum wage. So that's going to be a hot button topic that I'm sure we're going to be talking about in the future.
Warren?
I mean, I think the government's role and function there is somewhat limited. I agree with Susan that it should be a market factor. And the other thing that's sort of lost in the whole debate over minimum wage, you're talking about a livable wage and do we need entry-level jobs in our economy? That's really the question. I have an 18-year-old son who's just finishing up high school. He wasn't able to get a job this summer. And so we need to really think about whether or not entry-level jobs are important to the overall economy, that you can get in and start working at McDonald's and work your way up through the ranks and become a manager. Because if we remove these entry-level jobs, they're not going to be an opportunity for people to enter the job market and get the training they need. So that isn't even being talked about. I think that's unfortunate. We need to consider that as well.
Well, and one of the other things to think about, too, is not related from a financial point of view, but internships. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't have a career in broadcasting if it weren't for internships. I worked for free for 6 months.
You can't do that anymore. Right. You either have to get the credits or they have to pay you now. Yeah, I worked. I did an unpaid internship in the legislature.
We all did.
Yeah.
Our generation did. I mean, that's how it works. And where I think this debate over the minimum wage has the potential of doing violence to that sector of the economy. And that's something I'm just saying it ought to be considered in this whole debate.
You see, and credits wouldn't have helped me at all because I had to go to school. Darn it. That would have been the wrong thing to do. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nobody will beat a Reno Dodge special. Nobody. A new Dodge Charger 8-speed is now only $24,000 even. With power everything, you connect hands-free phone, even satellite radio, just $24,000. Nobody will beat a Reno Dodge special. Nobody.
The 13th annual Run Amucka is a weekend full of non-stop biker fun. And this year will be hotter than ever. Free concerts every night, plus a biker show, poker run, burnouts, and of course, the traditional burning bike. Don't miss out on the bike raffle to win a beautiful brand new 2014 Harley-Davidson Road King. Tickets are only $20 and available at multiple locations. That's May 23rd through the 25th. It's the 13th annual Run Amucka. See you there.
You waited for the year's best incentives, for the year's best selection, for just the right time to trade in your vehicle.
Hey, stop waiting. It's Carson Dodge Ram's remarkable Memorial Day markdown. Thousands in savings on Motor Trend Truck of the Year. 2014 Ram Quad Cab Hemi 4x4s for only $27,800. And save $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Ram 2500 Diesel Crew Cab 4x4s. But it all ends May 31st at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, where cars, trucks, and Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you.
Do your bills continue to multiply? Does it seem as if payday is always weeks away? Well, that's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need when you need it. At CashCo, we don't do credit checks, no year-long contracts, and it's okay if you had a prior bankruptcy or just started a new job. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
Nobody will beat a Reno Dodge special. Nobody. The new Dodge Avenger is now only $16,000 even. With power everything, you connect hands-free phone, even satellite radio. Just $16,000. Nobody will beat a Reno Dodge special. Nobody.
On our next broadcast, Texas State Senator Craig Estes will join us. He does not like the margins tax. We'll see you on the next broadcast.